Information AM at 923 with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. We are pleased to be joined in studio by two very special guests. This week, leaders from around the country and St. Louis are gathering to highlight the impact talent from around the world and how that has affected the economy here in the St. Louis region. Joining us in studio, Tim Nowak, Executive Director of WTC. Betsy Cohen, Executive Director of the St. Louis Mosaic Project. It is great to have both of you on KMOX. Welcome back.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Good to be with both of you. Betsy, let me start with you. The luncheon on Wednesday is titled Global Talent, Local Impact, Fueling Regional Economic Growth. How does the region need that foreign-born talent to grow?
Well, for our region, there's no doubt we need to support the 95% of our region that was born in this country and do what we can for their talent acceleration. But in addition to that, we can grow the 5% of our population that is foreign-born, that brings global talent, new Americans to our region to add to that economic vitality.
Talk about that talent. What are we looking at? What sectors? What experience?
So the talent is made up of several groups. We have international students, over 10,000, of which half are in the STEM fields, and they get hired by companies to stay on and work here. We have people coming for our corporations. Every month, one of the companies in town sends us a spreadsheet of the executives they're moving from around the world, from different other countries to come here as part of their career. We actually have families being reunited, and then we have refugees from all over the world, as well as people from Afghanistan that have come that bring skills and talents from around the world.
And Tim, you are, as I said, the executive director of World Trade Center St. Louis. Tell us about that, what you do and how you accelerate that as well.
Thanks, Tom. I think the last time we talked, we were heading out to Canada on a trade mission. So the World Trade Center really looks at ways that we can internationalize St. Louis. And we do it through a lens of how St. Louis is competing globally. We know there are three key equal ingredients to being that international city: talent, trade, and investment. As Betsy rightfully talked about, we need talent from around the world choosing St. Louis as a place from which to live and work and raise a family. But we need our companies selling their goods and their services all throughout the world. And we need foreign investment. We've got about 300 foreign-owned companies that are invested here in St. Louis. So when you put it all together, our work is looking at ways to enhance each and every one of these three key equal ingredients, internationalizing St. Louis. And that's kind of why we're excited about the event this week. You know, throughout the years, this is actually our 25th anniversary of Growing Global. And we've highlighted, we've looked at different themes. Last year, we looked at sports and how sports connect St. Louis or promote St. Louis globally. But we've never looked at the talent piece. This is the first year that we've looked at how and why St. Louis competes for global talent. So we're really excited working with Betsy, working with our team here, and working with many companies throughout the region that hire talent, that are looking for that talent that they need to drive innovation, to drive R&D, to drive new markets. So it's an exciting opportunity for all of us.
So when you talk to those companies and you talk to maybe the companies that are here, the startups, and then the companies, you know, that are foreign owned, what are they looking for? What do they want? And what are the challenges that they have?
I remember Derek Bartlam from a German company called KWS. Derek joined us a couple of years ago for our event. And I remember Derek saying, look, where do new ideas come from? Where does innovation come from? It comes from bringing together a diverse group of people and putting them in a room and where do those new ideas and an opportunity to learn from one another, from past experiences. That's what global talent brings to companies. We're going to have an opportunity to highlight one new international company here in St. Louis, a company called Zeiss, big global ophthalmology company out of Germany. They just acquired a medical device company based in Chesterfield, and they've already moved talent from Germany to St. Louis. So this is really, in a nutshell, there's just so many examples of it, but companies are looking for the best and the brightest from throughout the globe. And I think for us to be that competitive global city, right here in middle America, we have to be competing as well, or we're going to get left behind.
the Growing Global Luncheon. It is happening in 2 days. It's going to be on the 25th. I'm looking at your featured speakers. Oh, Sam Altman. The fairly large name there. The CEO of OpenAI, a pretty big deal. He'll be joining you via video. Who do you compete? What do you strive for? And do you have competition? Do you compete with other cities for this global talent?
We do. And that's why when the Mosaic Project was started in 2012, we had hit a low of born in the region. In the last 10 years, we've been on a growth path with all of our regional partners. And great news, just last week it was announced that we are the fastest growing region for foreign-born talent around the country, growing at 23% over the prior year. So we are competing, and we have to stress both the jobs as well as the quality of life, the cost of living, and the welcoming atmosphere that we have so that we can build on that growth and continue to excel versus the other regions that were growing behind us, like Pittsburgh, Atlanta, San Antonio. We have a small base, but we need to keep the pedal to the metal for that growth.
Tim, do you still have spots for the conference?
I'm happy to say we're actually sold out.
Oh, wow.
To close registration 2 weeks ago. We've got 750 people coming to the Ritz on Wednesday.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to hearing more about it after Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you.
That is Tim Nowak, Executive Director of the World Trade Center St. Louis, and Betsy Cohen, Executive Director of the St. Louis Mosaic Project, joining us this morning on KMOX.
That's great.